It's time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. It's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. How are you, buddy?
Good, good. What have you got for us this week?
Well, we got a lot of things going on right now. Little maintenance pieces. We're Jason Taylor, ACM Agency, is our maintenance person, and we're working to get some different equipment, some little more powerful mowing equipment for the trails. And we developed a maintenance schedule for the trails for the for the whole year, thanks to Jason. And we'll be publishing that on our calendar. And this is a kind of like an appeal for folks that would like to help advance the trail, would like to move it out past the dams and the waterfalls, and get to see some of the sections of the trail at Stone Mountain, at Wells Knob, Sawyer's General Store up that way, Carter Falls, right down in through Elkin. And then, of course, we're building a section about a mile long at Freddie Davis's land. If you go out 268 East, you can look off down below the railroad track there. You see a big flat pad and a bunch of trails weaving in out there. That's going to be an RV park, and which is cool. And that'll give us at least two good places to be for people to be camping right around here and walking our trails. That'll be that one. And then, of course, Burge Branch Campground out near Carter Falls. So we are working real closely with the Wilkes County Commissioners. Big thanks to Eddie Settle for his help with getting things moving on Carter Falls, and we hope to make some big announcements about that after we get the memorandum of understandings completed with the state and with the town, and working towards some dredging and that sort of thing out there. So we really appreciate everybody who's been involved and helped with getting Carter Falls going from state level down to the Wilkes County Commissioner's attorney and their county manager. One of the big things we're working on right now is the Crooked Creek Culvert. Actually, I'm sitting here in the office with Will Gwynn and Adam McComb. Bob Hillier's involved in Blue Ridge Environmental Consultants, thinking about putting a culvert and working towards putting a culvert at the end of the current trail in town. Those that have walked the trail out near the Rustic Trail, there's a big gulf there. It's, 110 feet across maybe, and I think it's 27 feet deep down like that. And so we'll be trying to work on that this spring. Also, the Friends of the Mountain and Sea Trail, just tell everybody, are coming to Elkin again, March the 23rd, 24th, 25th. So appreciate anybody that want to volunteer help with those folks there. We have 10 excursions set up for these 300 people coming. That's it. Okay, that's about all I've got there.
All right.
How's that, Joel?
Yeah, sounds good, buddy. Great job, as always. And looks as though this weekend and next week the temperature is going to rise a little bit, so it'll be a great time to get out on the trail, and we'll talk to you soon.
Come on out and work something, everybody. Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.